Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with Guthrie County Relay for Life event co-chair Becky Peterson about their event happening at the Guthrie County Fairgrounds this Saturday.
This weekend is the 20th annual Relay for Life for Guthrie County. What is new this year?
We're down at the fairgrounds again this year, so that's our new thing. We're going back to Saturday, so it's going to be on Saturday the 22nd. We'll start at 4, and we're ending at 10 with all of our entertainment and all of that at the end of the day.
And with the schedule of things, is there anything, I guess, new or anything you'd want to point out for what entertainment and things you'll have happening?
We normally have honorary survivors come and speak, and this year we're having an honorary survivor, but she's also the person who started Relay for Life 20 years ago in Guthrie County. So Lillian Gilson and her family are coming in. There are honorary survivors and family, and her family is going to speak for a little bit after opening ceremonies. And we really like to shout out to her and her family and everything that they did to get this started 20 years ago.
Can you remember how much you guys raised last year, or generally how much you typically raise?
So year to date, last year we were at about $24,000. And as of bank night last night, we had bank night. Team bank night was last night, where teams can come in and hand in silent auction items and more money that their team has raised. And as of last night, we're at $47,000. So we're double what we have been year to date in the past.
Well, $47,000 is a lot of money. How do you think the county committee and all the teams managed to raise that much so far?
First, we have a great group of volunteers who work for Guthrie County Relay for Life. And with those volunteers, they go out and speak with our sponsors. They speak with other members of the community and raise funds that way. A lot of the volunteers have teams of their own that hold events, and then we have really strong, great teams in all of the cities in the county, and they do very well. And it speaks volumes of how much their communities really support them and the raising that they do, because they're the ones who bring in all of this money.
How many teams are signed up so far?
As of our last meeting, we had 14 teams register, and that's on par for what we normally get. And then we have a few new sponsors this year, and our sponsors are at, I want to say we had around 20 sponsors join us this year, which is up from previous years. So we got a few new sponsors this year.
And do you want to share what the theme is for this year?
Yes, so this year, obviously, it is our 20 years of Stomping Out Cancer. So we went with kind of a Boots Western theme. It's not just like with cancer, it doesn't stick to one body type. It doesn't stick to one personality. So that's kind of what our Boots theme is going with. We have cowboy boots, we have fireman boots, we have baby boots, we have dress boots. So we're kind of using the boot theme, as there's several different types of boots and many different people walk this path. And so we're really celebrating the 20 years of Stomping Out Cancer and all the different kinds that there are.
For those who maybe aren't on a team and haven't been a part but are curious to check out the event, so why do you encourage the public to attend?
It always helps the survivors and caregivers show that the entire community is behind them. When, even if you feel like you haven't been affected, there's always someone who's been affected or knows someone who's affected. So we invite everyone down to this event. It not only shows them that we're all behind them and with them during their fight, or even long after their fight, but even if you're curious about joining a team to show your support, that's a good night to kind of see what Relay's about, see the camaraderie that we have in our Relay family, and then you can really ask questions, get to know people, and join a team or make a team of your own.
Can teams still sign up for this Saturday?
Yes, so we never stop taking teams. People can always start a team. You can even start a team the day of Saturday if you come down and see that you're really liking everything. We can explain everything and get a team going and then really help them get going.
anything else to mention, like the luminarias?
They are always on sale, and luminarias means this is our 20th year. We actually cut the cost of the luminaria. So they used to be $10. This year, we're having luminarias for $5. If they get on our Facebook page, they can see the luminaria form, but they can also reach out to any of the Relay committee members, and we can help them get a luminaria form. They can buy them now, anytime, but then the night of, it's never too late to get a luminaria down at the event. All of our survivors will have their own luminaria. When we start our walking the laps, the survivors start us out. They light their luminaria bags, and then we have the caregivers join them. And then after that, then everybody joins in and walks around. So the luminarias are set up around the track, and we walk around the luminarias and remember and honor everyone who's fought cancer.
Family Connections is kind of how you got involved with it, but what keeps you involved with volunteering year after year and helping organize such a big event?
I was diagnosed with cancer when I was 20, and then I was diagnosed again a couple years later with a different type of cancer. I've seen the way it impacted not only my family growing up, but loved ones, families, and then our whole community. Cancer has really touched. Every community can say that they've been affected by cancer. And we don't only raise money for Relay for Life. It's a community of itself. Everyone's there to support each other. We know there's always another person you can call. Relay for Life has the 1-800 number that you can get in contact with anybody that you may need help and support from. But then our Relay family is also there for each other, and it really shows through everything that everybody does, and that it helps out everyone in the community.
What do you hope participants will get out of the event this year? What kind of feeling you hope they walk away from it with?
We hope that by the end of the relay day, everyone leaves with a sense of empowerment, knowing that they're not fighting alone, or they didn't fight alone, or God forbid they ever have to fight, that they have a community of people behind them, and just leave with high hopes and that sense of pride that the C word isn't such a bad word, that we're fighting it and we're all here together.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County with Guthrie County Relay for Life event co-chair Becky Peterson about their event happening at the Guthrie County Fairgrounds this Saturday. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.